You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning, a cyclist was critically injured after being struck by a car in South Auckland. The debate around cycle lanes and cyclist safety is an ongoing discussion here in Auckland. I spoke with Patrick Morgan from the Cycling Action Network about cyclist safety, bike lanes, and also about rebates for e-bikes. I began by asking Patrick what can be done to improve safety for cyclists on our roads.
Look, first, it's heartbreaking news to hear that someone's been hurt on our streets. We know what the solutions are. The government has a good strategy for road safety. We're just seeing it rolled out far too slowly. So we know bike lanes are part of the solution, but also safer traffic speeds. Speed calming is one of the best things we can do to protect everyone on our streets.
And up here in Auckland, there has been quite a lot of debate around cycling lanes and the different types of cycling lanes, particularly the mayor talking about the cost per square metre and things like this. Does it matter what type of cycling lane there is, or is it just important to have markers on the road so people can identify where cyclists go?
Look, we know that paint is not protection, so cheaping out on bike lanes is not the way. People need physical protection from fast-moving and heavy traffic. Therefore, protected bike lanes are the way to go. We're seeing in Wellington a rapid rollout of bike lanes that really don't cost as much as other designs. So there are ways to do it, to build a minimum network and then come through and upgrade it later.
And why do you think it's such a big issue talking about the cost of cycle lanes? And there seems to be quite a lot of opposition, particularly in some aspects of the media, towards cyclists. We know the benefits of having more people from the community on bikes, reducing emissions, being active and things like this. But why is there still so much discourse around cyclists being bad?
Look, we know that we need to look after everyone in our community. Our streets need to be safe. This is not really about cost. This is about what we value. And I think protecting people in our community is number one. Where our cities have a fitted bike lane, such as in Christchurch, they're really popular, they're well used, and no one wants to go back to the past.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, we've seen it in, as you say, in Christchurch and Wellington, it's really starting to roll out. And there are parts of it here in Auckland. And I believe the crash this morning was where a cycle lane ended. So it was just not a continuation of the cycle lane. Outside of
I don't know the details of today's crash, but if it was at an intersection, we know that we need protected bike lanes through intersections. They shouldn't stop short of the intersection.
Yeah. Are intersections where cyclists are most vulnerable?
Look, people on bikes are vulnerable to traffic wherever they have to mix. That's why protecting people on bikes from fast-moving traffic is the way to go. That means controlling traffic volumes and speeds and building protected bike lanes. Let's get this straight. Riding a bike is a fantastic thing that you can do for yourself. Biking is safe. Mixing biking with heavy traffic is not safe. Let's focus on the cause of the danger rather than the people who are impacted by that.
And alongside sort of the infrastructure, there's a bit of a culture in certain countries around the mixing of cyclists and cars. I know in some parts of Europe there are rules around opening a car door with your opposite arm and things like this. Do you think things like this could also be implemented in New Zealand? So around changing laws to make people more aware of cyclists?
Look, not really. We already have laws that protect people on our streets. It's illegal to open your car door without looking. I think we shouldn't overestimate how much laws can help. What we need are streets that are designed to keep people safe. That means lower traffic speeds, it means protected bike lanes. And the question really is, for Auckland, why has it been so slow to build protected bike lanes through the city to protect our community? That's the question I want to ask the mayor.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are wanting to ask that question as well. And just in terms of getting people onto bikes and, you know, we know that it reduces traffic. We know there are just so many benefits to people cycling. But what else can be done outside of building infrastructure to get people onto bikes?
We have a golden opportunity to get more people on bikes. And that is that e-bikes, they flatten hills and they defeat headwinds. They make, a 20 or 30K bike ride, a trip possible. We're looking to the government to lower barriers to help people access e-bikes, some kind of financial assistance to help everyone in our community enjoy the convenience and fun of getting around by bike. This is a major opportunity. That's why Cycling Action Network and Bike Auckland are asking for the government to lower barriers to help people get on more e-bikes.
Yeah, we've seen it with the financial benefits of buying an electric vehicle. Do you think that could be extended to e-bikes?
Look, it's a no-brainer. The government already subsidises people to get into EVs. Why not the most popular kind of EV in New Zealand? E-bikes are here. They're getting more affordable, but cost is still a barrier for many people.
That was Patrick Morgan on cyclist safety and infrastructure in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.